about you said, like being still is one of the things you also experience when you fast too, is you really have to sometimes just really be still and not think about too many things or try to do too many things, is because you pretty much just, you know, essentially you have many goals when you fast, but if you were to narrow it down, your goal is just kind of to complete it. And it's just like, you almost can't wait to get there, but you don't want to be mindless doing it. And that is also a challenge itself, because like I said, I'll be honest, I feel like if I was laying down, just watching TV, relaxing, pretty much doing nothing in terms of productivity, it would be so much easier, in my opinion. But it also could have been harder because I was distracting myself a lot from working. Like I would, so this was kind of like the routine, right? I wake up, I read the Bible as usual, brush my teeth, these type of stuff. Went to the gym, and then straight from the gym, I was working, I was door dashing. At night, I would come back. We would drink tea or something, because tea actually helps you sleep, not only because, you know, the warm water in your stomach. We would also, yeah, take electrolytes. I would drink water with lemon, salt, just to keep myself hydrated and stuff. And then at night, we would just read the Bible again, have a talk about on how our day went, reflecting. He would tell me the experiences from going to an Orthodox church, that type of stuff. Because I didn't go with him as often. I was mostly working. And then we would go to sleep. It's just so different. It's just such a different lifestyle when you don't have to think about, oh, because it's always like that. When I come back home, I call him on my way. I'm like, yo, Georgie, what are we eating for dinner? But that wasn't the case, because
we couldn't eat,
right? And it just helps you to understand that, okay, when I'm going to go home, I have to sleep on an empty stomach. And let me just kind of get myself prepared that that's possible, and not get in my head too much saying, oh, how can I even go to sleep without food in my stomach? Because that's another thing. People will understand who are going through this, where if it's a habit of eating before going to sleep, it is actually very difficult to go on an empty stomach, because it's in your head constantly. You don't think about sleep until you get food in your stomach. And it's just...
You have a lot of energy, you think?
No, I didn't have a lot of energy. However, I was more relaxed. I was very calm. It was, and that's another thing that I like about being, when you fast or you're deprived from energy, even when you have lack of sleep, you're actually very chill. Mm-hmm. Like personally, that's
some people get hangry though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't. There were some moments though. It is easy to get angry though. It is very easy to get angry when you're either sleep deprived or when you don't have food. So in other words, energy. However, it seemed like I was maintaining more of calmness, because you don't even have energy to argue. You don't even have energy to get angry about things. You know, all you want to do is just go to sleep, just rest and wait for that day to break the fast. So that's a very good thing you get out of it. And you almost feel like you're kind of high. It's a good high. You know what I mean? You know how people get high from smoking and even like drunk from drinking? Personally, me, I don't know what that feels like, but I do know what it feels like when you're very sleep deprived and you're kind of high, or when you're very hungry and you feel like your eyes are just kind of shutting. And
because you know, like when you're fasting and you don't eat that much, and you don't really eat that much food, like you don't need to sleep as much.
Yeah, that's another thing. You don't really need to sleep that much. And that's a crazy thing. You actually have energy, yet you don't. How did you feel? You kind of have energy, but you don't, right?
Afternoon, I had crazy energy when I would work out.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, I wouldn't even feel hunger at all.
Well, you always have energy. I feel like you always have energy, though.
Yeah.
You're just like hyper.
I'll crash out.
Yeah.
So mornings were the hardest when you first wake up, because that's when your body needs energy to go through the day. And obviously, I don't know the word. I forgot the word for it, but it's when your body's used to in this rhythm of eating in the morning, then, you know, whatever. And then nighttime, you also eat and then go to sleep.
Right.
I don't know what they call that, but it's like a rhythm that your body, that's why your body asks you to eat.
I'm not too sure what it's called, but I do. Because plus we were fasting. So when you fast for the night, you know, your body kind of signals you, hey, you don't have food in your stomach for all those hours that you slept. And you just wait, because when you sleep, your body actually uses a lot of the energy to rest and recover and repair your cells and all these type of stuff. So when you wake up, you're like, oh, I just wasted all this energy. I need something to eat, but you don't have that.
Yeah. mornings were the hardest, and then nighttime was the worst. But then it was easy because, like, I'll be honest, I mean, the sleep was just so much better at nighttime because I was more relaxed. I don't really have that, like, stable sleep, I would say, because I usually wake up, like, in the middle of the night just for, like, a couple minutes and I just fall back asleep. I don't know, that's just my thing. And then, but this time
I was... Do you use a bathroom or just randomly wake up?
No, I just randomly wake up sometimes and then I go back to sleep. But this case, I was just out all night, which was good.
Which was good.
So first day was the hardest. We even talked about this. So the hardest part about it was the beginning, that the first day was the hardest, and then last day was the hardest.
You were just like, I can't wait. Just like,
I can't wait till I eat, bro. I swear. And that was it. And the first day, since we didn't even have it planned out, it's different. You know, you just put you're not mentally prepared to do this thing, and then you come to, like, in the last second. That's what made it hard the first day. But rest of it was easy.
Now, when you broke your fast, did you guys feel like a flood of just like,
I just want to eat a lot?
Because whenever I break a fast for like, if I fast for like 18, 20, 24 hours, whatever it is, and I break the fast, I feel like this like wave of just, I don't know what it is.
You just want to eat a lot or?
Bless you. Excuse me. No, what it is like whenever I break a fast, you almost get, not like brain fog, but you're not as clear.
Yeah.
Regardless. Like you're just like, whenever I would break the fast, I'm just not as clear as when I'm like fasted.
2 days I was bloated because I was eating a lot. Actually stuffing myself and I was brain fogged. I was like, you know what I mean? And now I'm good, but first 2 days I was just thinking about food, eating. Get that muscle and the strength back. But now I'm chilling.
Do you guys lose weight at all?
Dude, I stood on a scale on Monday, but that's after we
for
ate,
me
so.
Not, just drinking a lot of water though. Then
huh. Yeah,
we retained
I was drinking a lot of water. But I think surprisingly, we just retained a lot. But the idea is, I think I only lost like 5 pounds. I was surprised how I only lost 5 pounds. I guess there's not much to lose, right?
Did you guys like go to the bathroom a lot?
No. Not really. No.
Really?
Because
what about the number two? Like, did you guys
number two, because you don't eat.
What? Wow. I did. I actually did.
Because you had a lot to get
out. Rarely.
And I searched it up. Why? I'm like, yo, I'm not eating during the fast. Why would you take it?
It's like you're just spawning in. I don't know.
And then it said because your body still gets rid of the. So look, when you fast, right? We all know that when you fast and you know put body, your body starts to
heals,
and then all that bad stuff come out. So what's that bad stuff that comes out? Your poop. So that's basically why it was happening. At first, I was confused. Like, I don't need anything. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
I think the benefits for fasting, like 7 day fast, like I feel like there isn't really much benefit other than like the holy aspect of it.
Yeah.
And like the clearness. But I think after like 3 or 4 days, like there's not much more benefit than the 2 or 3 days. Cause I agree. 3 days in, like your whole metabolism resets. You're like pretty much in ketosis.
Yeah.
But after that
well, your
like
mental
third,
state
fourth day,
too. Your mental state gets very strong. So, I mean, I guess it is. There's a point why you're doing it.
But yeah, no, there is a point. There is a point. Physical, but you guys didn't do it for like the health benefit. You did it to literally, I mean, forgotten.
Yeah.
The holy, so it was
but
a different
then it
reason.
Just comes with it. The health benefit just comes with it. Yeah.
I'm sure your guys' metabolism just kind of reset like during that though.
I would hope so, right?
Yeah.
You had to, bro.
Had to. And dude, you know what's another thing?
Keto high. You guys are probably in a keto high.
Meaning like
just, ketosis, like you guys were using ketones at one point.
We had to, our body, just burning that extra fat, whatever stored.
It's pulling, it's making ketones as energy from your fat storage.
Exactly. And the muscle too, because I actually lost a lot of muscle.
I think it's after 24 hours or like the third day, like it starts using muscle.
Really? I would think
if you don't,
third day, because
I think it's third
24
day.
Hours is not enough.
Depends I think it's for muscle protein synthesis. Like I think it stops growing after 24 hours, but doesn't use it till 3 days.
Right.
If you want to replenish your body, I think it's 24 hours. It lasts for 24 hours. If I eat protein now, my body's going to be in muscle protein synthesis for like 24 hours.
Right.
So because I don't have to eat protein for that or pretty much for a while.
Right.
Like the next day.
Exactly. Especially when you're maintaining yourself.
Too.
Right. I think when we're going to do it next year, I'm probably going to prepare myself a little bit more, meaning like what I eat.
Maybe do a 3 day fast before you do the whole week or just go right into it.
That either that like kind of leading up to it
how
or
would
like
you prepare it.
I was meaning what you consume on Sunday before Monday starts.
Do you think it's better to, how about this? Prepare yourself with carbs and proteins a lot or
With like
I would say
high
fats. You need. It depends.
I think soups are really good
everything.
Too.
Honestly, you need everything.
You know why?
Because you need everything. Everything.
Soup it doesn't really have that much carbs, right? Yeah. Like it's not that many carbs, like versus zero. Pasta and yeah. So I think that would be good. The reason why is because soup actually has a lot of fat.
Yeah.
And when you make it with meatballs, for example, it has a high fat.
It has to have meat though, right?
What happens when you break a fast? What you're doing is giving your body. Like energy. So you can give it fats and it'll use it. You give it protein, it'll use it. Or carbs, and it'll use it. So it really just depends on you.
I don't know. I just think soup would be a good thing to, you know.
No, I think it's good too.
Store in your body and then the protein.
You would just need energy. Just a bunch of things that your body
anything
can
is better.
Use,
like
right.
Anything out of those three.
I wouldn't say.
Probably protein will be the first thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say...
Because when you spike, as soon as you spike your insulin and you have protein right in there, it goes right back into the muscles.
Yeah.